Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. We are in Belt's Room 105 of the Thomas Stewart Building, and the time is 2:23 p.m. Today is Wednesday, February 21st, 2024. Members present are Senator Merrick, Senator Jackson, Senator Dunbar, and myself, Senator Bjorklund. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum to conduct business. Everyone can please turn off or silence your cell phones. I'd like to recognize and welcome our recording secretary, Lisa Denny, and our LIO moderator, Joseph Giesbrecht. Welcome, everyone, to Senate Labor and Commerce. We have a full agenda today of five bills on our calendar. First up, we have Senate Bill 206. Workers' Compensation Stay-at-Work Program. My intention today is to have a brief recap of the bill, take any public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. With us, we have sponsor Senator Gray Jackson. Her staff, Luna Diaz, is here to provide a recap of the bill. Senator, Ms. Diaz, thank you for joining us today. Please state your name and affiliation for the record. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. This is Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, Representative District G in Anchorage. And I'm just going to briefly go over a couple paragraphs, Mr. Chairman, if I may, just from the sponsor statement. How's that?
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay. Each year, countless workers face the challenges of injuries, illnesses, or changes in their disability status, often leading to significant time away from work. This not only affects their livelihoods, but it also impacts the workforce and economy at large. Senate Bill 206, which would establish the Stay at Work and Return to Work program, seeks to restore Alaska's once strong and healthy workforce. Through the creation of this program, an injured worker may elect assistance to return to work with their employer at the time of injury. The program is optional and can be declined by a worker or an employer. Mr. Chairman, across the United States, states like Oregon and Montana have made significant strides in implementing Stay at Work, Return to Work initiatives. These programs have demonstrated success in reducing the time employees spend away from work due to disabilities or injuries, offering financial incentives, and facilitating necessary workplace adjustments. The adoption of similar legislation in Alaska promises substantial benefits. It can enhance our state's workforce stability, reduce the economic impact of prolonged employee absence, and promote a more inclusive and supportive work environment. By passing this legislation, Alaska can join other states in leading the way towards a more adaptable and supportive workforce, ultimately benefiting both our economy and the well-being of Alaskan workers. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, Senator Ray Jackson. Is there any questions from committee members? Seeing none at this time, I'll open public testimony on Senate Bill 206. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on Senate Bill 206? Anyone online? Seeing no one wishing to testify to Senate Bill 206, I will close public testimony. I'll remind members that we do have Chuck Collins, Director of the Division of Workers' Compensation, and Stacy Niwa, Benefits Administrator with the Division, here for questions. Are there any questions for Director Collins or Ms. Niwa? Seeing none, is there committee discussion? Seeing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 206, version 33-LS1084-A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, Senate Bill 206, version /A moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. We're back on the record at 229 in Belt's Room 105. Next up, we have Senate Bill 147. First, we heard this bill on February 14th. It was a lovely day. When we had a presentation from the bill's sponsor and took invited and public testimony. Today, we have a brief recap of the bill. We'll take additional public testimony and consider a committee substitute and then look to the will of the committee for Senate Bill 147. We have the sponsor, Senator James Kaufman, here for a recap of the bill, as well as his staff, Dominic Harnett. Thank you for joining us in Senate Labor and Commerce today.
Thank you. And for the record, Senator James Kaufman, District F, Anchorage. And I want to thank the chair and the committee for hearing this bill again the second time. To very briefly recap, for those listening at home, SB 147 Reemployment Benefits seeks to address some of the shortcomings that we have in the Alaska workers' compensation system. It further improves the workers' compensation system by fixing unnecessary administrative burdens and clarifying the role of stakeholders in the process. So in the interest of time, I'll leave it at that. I know the committee is familiar with the bill. So we're here if you have any questions or any further comments.
Thank you, Senator. Any questions? At this time, I'll open public testimony on Senate Bill 147. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify to Senate Bill 147? Anyone online? Close public testimony. Members have a draft proposed committee substitute in their packets. May I have a motion, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 147, version 33-LS0799, /B as in Bravo, as the working document.
I will object for purposes of explanation. We have the sponsor staff, Dominic Harnett, here to go through summary of the changes. Thank you for being here today, sir. Please put yourself on the record and explain the changes.
Thank you, Chair Bjorkman. For the record, Dominic Harnett, staff to Senator Kaufman. The summary of changes for SB 147, Bill Version A to Bill Version B. On page 4, lines 2 through 18, this creates a new Section 4 amending Alaska Statute 2330041E to repeal statute requiring use of the 1993 edition of the United States Department of Labor's selected characteristics of occupations defined in the revised Dictionary of Occupational Titles, and instead allow the rehabilitation specialist to develop a job analysis, and then it renumbers the following sections accordingly. Page 4, line 19 through 22. This adds clarifying language and adds language requiring the rehabilitation specialist to prepare and provide to the employee and employer a complete reemployment plan. On page 4, line 31 through page 5, line 2, this adds language to allow consideration of training and employment services offered by the Department of Labor and Workforce Development under AS 2315 instead of requiring its use. Page 5, line 4 through 11, makes technical changes that creates a list of subcategories and includes a provision to allow for job search and job placement activities as allowable in a reemployment plan. Currently, these items are not allowed under statute. On page 5, line 28 through page 6, line 3, this adds language to provide a timeline of 90 days from the date of service for either party to request a review of the reemployment plan. Currently, there's no timeline, and the request can be made at any time. The CS also removes sections 7, 8, and 9 of the original bill. On page 6, lines 16 through 17, a new section 7 adds language to adjust for inflation not less than once every 5 years. Page 6, lines 19 through 29, this creates a new section 8, which creates new subsection S in AS 2330041 to allow for the maximum amount of $4,000 to be used for costs incurred for job modification services or device and reasonable travel and relocation expenses associated with searching for new employment, return to work in a new location, and attendance at an on-the-job training program. Page 6, line 30, creates a new Section 9, which repeals Alaska Statute 2330-041, subsection P. Page 6, line 31, adds an immediate effective date. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for Mr. Harnett? Seeing none, we have Chuck Collins, Director of the Division of Workers' Compensation, and Stacy Niwa, Benefits Administrator with the division, available for questions. Are there any questions for Director Collins or Ms. Niwa? Seeing none, I remove my objection. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, Committee Substitute Version 33-LS0799/Bravo is before us as a working document. Is there any committee discussion? Seeing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee substitute for Senate Bill 147 from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, committee substitute for Senate Bill 147 version /Bravo moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill.
We're back on the record. It's 2:38 here in Beltsroom 105, Senate Labor and Commerce. Next up, we have Senate Bill 183, Workers' Compensation Benefits Guarantee Fund. Today, we'll have a brief recap of the bill and take additional public testimony and look to the will of the committee. We have my staff, Laura Ashe, here for the recap. Ms. Ashe, please join us at the table and give us a recap of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Laura Ashe. I'm staff to Senator Bjorkman. Senate Bill 183 would move the Workers' Compensation Benefits Guarantee Fund from the general fund to the state treasury. The purpose of this move is to remove the fund from those funds that are sweepable under the constitutional CBR sweep and to better ensure that beneficiaries of the fund receive timely payments.
Thank you, Ms. Ashe. Are there any questions from committee members? Seeing none, once again, we have Director Chuck Collins here available for questions. Are there any questions for Director Collins? Seeing none at this time, I'll open public testimony on Senate Bill 183. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify on Senate Bill 183?
Is there anyone online who would like to testify? Seeing and hearing none, we will close public testimony on Senate Bill 183. Is there a committee discussion? Senator Gray Jackson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 183, version 33-LS1120/A, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, Senate Bill 183/alpha moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. We're back on the record at 241 here in Senate Labor and Commerce, Belts Room 105. Next up, we have Senate Bill 197, Residential Building Code. We first heard this bill on February 12th when we had a presentation and heard invited and public testimony on the bill. Today is my intention to have a brief recap of the bill, finish public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. To present a recap of Senate Bill 197, we have my staff, Laura Ashe. Ms. Ashe, please put yourself once again on the record and begin your recap of the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Laura Ashe. I'm staff to Senator Jesse Bjorkman. Senate Bill 197 would establish a statewide residential building code that would apply to residences that are built in areas that do not already have a municipal building code. The code would fall under the statutes of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, the organization that would be responsible for maintaining the code and making updates to the code as necessary. The bill also creates a advisory committee of people from the industry to help advise AHFC on necessary updates to the code. I should also add that the bill allows for modifications to the code to be made to encompass Alaska's unique building environment and would allow for lumber created under the Alaska Local Lumber Grading Program to be used in residential construction.
Very good. Are there questions from committee members? I have a question. Ms. Ashe, would this code apply to people who are wishing to build their own home?
If the person, Mr. Chairman, if the person building the home intends to occupy it and they are outside of a jurisdiction that has a municipal building code, then no, it would not.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from committee members? Seeing none, I will open public testimony on Senate Bill 197. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify to Senate Bill 197? Please come forward.
Good afternoon. Thank you. My name is Caleb Westfall for the record. Currently a resident out in Dillingham, city council member. Originally grew up in the Valley and was a subcontractor to probably the largest developer out there. Being familiar with urban and out in Dillingham with rural, I think SB 197 will help clarify a lot of the issues, whether it be statewide in rural Alaska. So I guess in conclusion, thank you for your time. Thank you for presenting this. And I hope this helps build the future of the state. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. One moment.
Are there questions from committee members for Mr. Westfall? Thank you. Anyone else in the room wishing to testify to Senate Bill 197? Is there anyone online? We have one person online, Mr. Dean Bartsch.
I would speak against this.
Please state your name for the record and your location.
My name is Dean Bartsch. I live in Nikiski, Alaska, on the Kenai Peninsula. And I would speak against this vehemently. It is an extension of government where it's not needed. UBC specs already exist. If you want a builder to build to a building code, they can use those. The redress that you're trying to address is already exists. If somebody does shoddy work, they can be sued and are sued if they misrepresent themselves or anything else, but that's after the fact. If you want to do some positive things, make it harder to get a builder's license and make sure that they know what UBC specs are and how to deal with them. That's sort of a front-load protection for consumers if they want it. But if you start another bureaucracy in the government, like any other bureaucracy, it will do nothing but expand. We're trying to shrink government, not expand government. And the fewer people in my way when I want to do something on my own property, even if I am building a rental or a sales property, if I want to build it out of Legos and cardboard, that's my business. If I represent it to you as being built out of concrete, I can be sued and would be. If I say, yes, it's built out of Legos and cardboard, and you still want to buy it or rent it, that's on you. And government has no place in any of those decisions. And I, again, vehemently oppose this idea.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anyone else online who would like to testify?
Yes, Chairman Bjorkman, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes, thank you for having the last minute patch in here. I'm just like the guy from Nikiski, same thing. I think there's plenty of code out there, particularly with any finance home. Although you did make it so that it appears that it wouldn't affect somebody that's building their own home. But to be honest with you, how long is that before it creeps in? I don't believe we need this. You may want to use, milled lumber that meets the spec. You guys are already past that. I'm supportive of that. But I don't think you need to change into a building code in order to make it acceptable. If it's graded properly, it's dried sufficiently, then it meets the market standard for construction in any home. So that I would support, maybe adjusting something other than the bill that was passed last year for grading lumber. And using our resources in the state. I'm all support of that, Jesse, but I'm against this. So thank you for allowing me to testify, and I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Could you just state your name for the record?
Yes, this is Ed Martin, Jr. I reside at 702 Lawton Street in Kenai. I'm currently calling you from out of state, but I do care. So thank you once again for allowing me to testify.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. Is there anyone else in the audience or online wishing to testify? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close public testimony. Members, we do have a board member of the Alaska State Home Building Association, Jeff Twait, online for questions. If there are any questions for Mr. Twait or folks from Alaska Housing Finance, we do have them online as well. Are there any questions from committee members? Seeing none, is there any committee discussion? Seeing and hearing no further discussion, what is the wishes of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Bill 197, version 33-LS0877-S from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objections, Senate Bill 197, version /Sierra, moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the paperwork and set up for the next bill. Back on the record, 2:52 p.m. here in the Thomas Stewart Building, room 105. Next up, we have House Bill 57, Emergency Medical Services Review Organizations. Here to present the bill for Representative Stanley Wright is his most capable and excellent staff, Ms. Rachel Gunn. We first heard this bill on February 12th when we had a presentation of the bill. It took invited and public testimony. Today, my intention is to have a recap of House Bill 57, finish public testimony, and look to the will of the committee. To present a recap of Senate Bill 57, Ms. Gunn has joined us. Please put yourself on the record. Welcome to Senate Labor and Commerce.
Thank you, Chair and esteemed members of the committee. For the record, through the chair, my name is Rachel Gunn, and I'm presenting House Bill 57. This legislation seeks to extend the same quality assurance program protections to EMS workers that fixed healthcare facilities have benefited from for years. On the line, I have Brian Webb, so you could be able to answer questions, but I think from that we can go to public testimony.
Very good. Are there any questions from committee members from Ms. Gunn or for Ms. Gunn? Seeing none, I will open public testimony. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify to House Bill 57? Is there anyone online? Seeing and hearing no one.
Briefities.
back on the record, 2:55 p.m. We'll go to public testimony now from Brian Webb. Mr. Webb, please state your name. You have 2 minutes.
Yes, thank you, Chair Berkman and members of the committee. It's Brian Webb from Anchorage, and I once more represent myself as an Alaska paramedic. And I'm just here today to say that since we last met, I've spoken with EMS statewide, and we all appreciate your support and for the cross-sponsoring from within the committee. And we look forward to HB 57 being passed on to its final committee today, as well as the eventual vote on the Senate floor, because it's been a long trail for us to achieve our EMS protections, but one we've been determined to hike on with HB 57. So again, we thank you all and for what you're doing for Alaska EMS.
On behalf of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in today. Up next, we have Dr. Joseph Livengood. Doctor, please state your name and location for the record and begin your testimony.
Hey, committee through the chair. This is Dr. Joseph Livengood. I'm an acute care surgeon and EMS medical director for multiple agencies throughout the state. I'm calling from Ketchikan, Alaska today. I previously provided both written and testimony support in this and continue to support this as a critical need for our EMS providers and for our public to provide quality care to the public, in that it provides us to have the ability to discuss our activities and case runs and identify sources of improvement in an environment where we can talk openly in a non-discoverable environment so that we can truly identify points of improvement to improve care for the public.
Thank you, Doctor. Is there any questions for Dr. Livengood? Seeing none. Is there anyone else in the room or online who would like to testify to House Bill 57? Seeing and hearing none, I'll close public testimony on House Bill 57. Are there further questions or discussion from committee members? Seeing and hearing no further discussion, what are the wishes of the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 57, version 33-LS0335/A from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, House Bill 57, version /Apple, moves from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note. The committee will meet again on Monday, February 26th. We will not be meeting on Friday, the 23rd. As there is no further business to come before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee today, this meeting is adjourned at 2:58 p.m.